A noble Roman was the root from which Montgomery's came, who brought his legion from the wars and settled the same. Upon an hill twixt Rome and Spain, Gomericus by name, from which he and his offspring do their surname still retain. From this into the wars of France, their valor did them bring, that they great instruments might be to save the Gallic king. Here with great splendor and renown, 6 centuries they spend. At length for England they set sail, ambition hath no end. On British ground they land at length, Roger must general be, a cousin of the conqueror, and fittest to supply the greatest post into the field. The army then leads he into a camp Hastings by name, in Sussex, where you'll see the marks of camps unto this day, and where you'll hear it told, the English king did them attack, most like a captain bold. But soon, alas, he found it vain, with Roger arms to try. This wary officer prepares his projects to defy. The strong attacks he then observes, which made him thence to dread that England's king might be among those who charged with such speed. The lifeguard straight he ordered their fury to defend, where herald England's king at once his crown and life did end. Whence to the conqueror did come the English scepter great, and William, England's king, declared, to London came in state. Earl Roger then, the greatest man, next to the king was thought, and nothing that he could desire but it to him was brought. Montgomery town, Montgomery shire, and Earl of Salisbury, and Arundel do show this man of grandeur full to be. Thus did he live all this king's reign, for works of piety. He built the cathedral, and then laid down his head to die. At last King William yields to fate, and then his second son mounts on the throne which had almost the kingdom quite undone. Some for the eldest son stand up, as Roger's sons did all, but the usurper keeps the throne which did procure their fall. Then Philip into Scotland came, unable to endure that they who earldoms had possessed of naught should be secure. The king of Scots well knew the worth of men of noble race, who in no time of ages past their worth did once deface. He in the Merse gives Philip lands, which afterwards he soon with the Black Douglas did exchange for Eastwood and Ponoon. Here many ages they did live, by king and country loved, as men of valor and renown who were with honor moved, to shun no hazard when they could to either service do. Thus did they live, thus did they spend their blood and money too. At last Earl Douglas did inform that to our king's disgrace an English earl had deeply swore he'd hunt in Chevy Chase. And maugre all that Scots could do would kill and bear away the choicest deer of Otterburn and best of hearts would slay. The king sent his commands unto Sir Hugh Montgomery, and told him Douglas wanted men who fight could but not flee. The stout Sir Hugh himself prepares the Douglas to support, and with him took his eldest son. Then did they all resort unto the field with their brave men, where most of them did die. Of 1,500 warlike Scots came home but 53. Douglas was slain, Sir Hugh again the battle did renew. He made no stand with his own hand, the Earl Percy slew. Sir Hugh was slain, Sir John maintained the honor of the day, and with him brought the victory and Percy's son away. He with his ransom built Ponoon, a castle which yet stands. The king, well pleased as a reward, did also give him lands. And some time after gave his niece a figlinton the heir. To Sir Hugh's representative thus joined was this pair. As with her came a great estate, so by her did descend her royal blood to Lennox House, which did in Darnley end. Who father was to James the sixth of Britain, the first king, whose royal race unto this day doth over Great Britain reign. Since you are come of royal blood, and kings are sprung from you, see that with greatest zeal and love those virtues ye pursue, which to those honors raised your house, and shall without all stain in heralds' books your ensigns flout and counter-flout maintain.